So, did you hear the story of the Johnston twins? As like each other as two new things.
Hello, my name's Tom Walker. Welcome to this podcast. I'm at the Birmingham Hippodrome, where this afternoon's performance of Blood Brothers has just got underway. I'm going to be looking at what services and facilities the Hippodrome offers to blind and partially sighted people and those who have additional disabilities. And to help me do that, I'm joined by Richard Wood from the Hippodrome's ticket office. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for coming to us this afternoon. Hopefully by the end of this podcast, people will know about what the Hippodrome offers in terms of additional services, and hopefully it will make that whole visitor experience for people with visual impairments or who are blind far more enjoyable.
I've just walked into the Hippodrome through the access door and I've walked up the ramp, which is straight in front of me.
So we're now at the top of the ramp, and directly to your left you've got the box office, and to the left of that you have the cloakroom if you want to leave your coat. If you're collecting your tickets from the box office, just head in their direction and the guys there will be happy to help you, and if you have any additional queries they'll make sure you're sorted.
If you're visually impaired and you aren't with a fully sighted person, will somebody be able to escort you to your seat?
Absolutely. We have staff on all the doors. There's also the duty managers. The front of house staff are fantastic. Normally, you will have to check your bag if you're bringing a bag with you into the building, and the security that you go through there. And you can speak to those members of staff, if not the staff at box office.
The set for Blood Brothers is Liverpool Street, so these are one of the side entrances.
This is a rare treat. I'm on the stage of the Birmingham Hippodrome, and that voice you can hear in the background is that of Jonathan. Jonathan is an audio describer, and he's describing to a group of blind and partially sighted people the set and the scenery of Blood Brothers. I'm just standing outside the auditorium now, and I'm with three visually impaired ladies, Molly, Anna and Liv. Molly, how often do you come here?
I've been here once before, so this is my second time.
How did you find out about the Hippodrome and the shows on offer?
I think that was just sort of through general social media and things like that. I actually can't remember, but I really sort of enjoyed coming.
Right? What did you come and see last time?
Titanic.
Did you enjoy the audio description?
I did. I found it very detailed.
Anna?
Yes.
What have you been to see before?
Oh, loads of things. We've seen Titanic, seen Phantom loads of times, and I love Blood Brothers and Phantom.
What services do you take advantage of when you're here?
The guide dog services. It's very, very good for Emily.
And what about audio description?
Very good and very clear.
Without audio description, what would it be like for you?
I would be lost.
And we have here Liv as well. You enjoy coming here.
I do indeed. I've been coming here since the age of 12, and I think it's a really lovely place for everyone to come to see a show.
What would you say to visually impaired people who are wondering whether they should come?
They should come and see how it's been done, how the music and the characters. It's a theatre. It's for anyone, really.
What about you, Molly? What would your advice be to blind people who are thinking, oh, I'm not really sure?
I think give it a go.
When you arrive into the Hippodrome, what help do you get?
So it was really, really helpful. I came with another visually impaired friend. We arrived in the foyer in the reception and there were staff ready to greet us. It's really, really good. They were able to guide us through the touch tour. Then they helped us to get some lunch because we needed lunch before the show. And then they helped us into the auditorium to watch the show. It's really, really good.
Anna,
yes.
The touch tour, what do you think of that?
Very good. We touched the props and they went through everything which was going on the stage.
Did it help you understand the plot?
Yes.
I've just bumped into a lady called Roz. Roz is a volunteer and helps customers who have additional needs, including those with visual impairment. What does your role involve, Roz?
Hello there, yeah. Well, I started volunteering at Front of House. I've been doing it now for about 11 years. And then I wanted to explore the idea of assisting and helping out with the touch tours, which we've been doing now for about 10 years. So my role is to meet and greet people as they arrive, to give out their headsets, to generally help make them feel comfortable and know whatever thing, anything they need that we can help them out with. We'll take them onto the stage with the audio describers and facilitate them there on the stage so that they can appreciate and touch and feel whatever props are available there. And then once we finish the touch tour, if there's anything else we can assist them with, we will do so. It might be that they want to be taken through into the auditorium before the when the doors are first opened. And then also, if we have any guide dogs, a very enjoyable part of this job is to actually look after those guide dogs throughout the whole time that the dogs are here.
I've only known you for about 30 seconds and I can already tell that you absolutely love doing this.
I absolutely do. And in fact, generally, usually my husband is with me too, Trevor, but he's actually at home looking after our very latest Labrador, who obviously is a bit too young yet to come into the theatre. So you would have perhaps been speaking to him as well.
Richard, we've been hearing about all these additional services that you provide to visually impaired customers and people with additional needs, but these services haven't sprung up by accident, have they? You consult the public.
Absolutely. The Hippodrome is a charity trust and one of our mottos is everybody's welcome. So in addition to the audio described and touch tours that we're talking about today, we also do caption performances and we also do sign performances for our deaf patrons, and we also do relaxed performances which are for customers with very severe disabilities that unfortunately wouldn't be able to come to a normal performance. Basically, that all falls under the umbrella of the Access Forum, which is made up of staff that work in the building that are interested in access provision, people from other parts of the building that are involved in making the things happen. In addition, we have people from the sector that can come and explain to us best practice, and then a number of customers come in and they make a real valid contribution from all disability backgrounds, and that's how we evolve what we offer and we make sure what we are offering is fit for purpose, and if it needs to be changed or adapted, then we can do that.
Presumably people can contact you if they have ideas or thoughts?
Absolutely. The Hippodrome is here to serve the community of the West Midlands, basically, and anything we can do, we will try.
Interiors are created by freestanding walls which are lowered in and pieces of furniture which...
I'm sitting in the green room, no less, here at the Birmingham Hippodrome, and I'm with the two audio describers for this afternoon's performance of Blood Brothers. Their names are Jonathan and Julia. Ladies first, Julia, what makes a good audio describer?
I think, do you know, that's a very simple question and a very difficult answer. I think both Jonathan and I have been doing audio description for well over 20 years now, Jonathan a bit longer than me. So part of what I would say is experience. People come to audio description either through working with visually impaired people or through a love of the theatre, which is how I started. So it's the ability to look at something and describe it vividly, but not in too many words, because you're always going to have to thread through a performance, but also to be observant and to be able to prioritise what you see. Often a stage like, for instance, Blood Brothers today is full of action, full of things going on, and you'd love to describe every single one of them, but we have to be able to prioritize what matters. We are the eyes of the audience and we have to be able to prioritize what matters to them.
My aim is to give an even playing field to our audience, to make sure that their families and them have exactly the same experience when they go home on the bus or in the taxi or on the train, that they can have a shared conversation about the things that they've seen and enjoyed. It's a lovely job to do. Like Julia said, when we first trained, we have learnt on the job. We were told to be very disparate BBC voices, just dropping in information as needed. I don't think that works. I think you have to do scene sensitivity. If it's a love scene, you drop your voice, you become more romantic, you need to get in there. If it's a fight scene, your words have to be sharper and clip and parry and jab with the production. So I really think if we're not noticed by our audience, it's because we try and blend in with the scene.
Empty milk bottles stand on the front doorsteps. In the evening, the soft yellow glow of lights filters onto the streets through the grubby sash windows.
Well, that brings this podcast to an end. Only remains for me to say thanks very much to Richard Wood. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom, and I hope our customers and potential customers find these podcasts useful. But if anyone has any more queries or needs any additional advice, they can either email us at access@birminghamhippodrome.com or info@birminghamhippodrome.com, or you can call the box office on 0121 689 1060, pressing option 1.